The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the board, staff, underwriters, and donors of Voice of Vashon. Good afternoon, everyone. And it's great to be with you all. And once again, we do have a sunny day today on Vashon, a beautiful day on Vashon. And spring has definitely sprung. It's been, we're over a week already of actual legitimate springtime. So yours truly, Tom Walston, glad to be here again for Adventures in Recovery at the Voice of Vashon, where I get to be with you every Tuesday from 1:30 until 2 o'clock, where I get to interview interesting people on the island, and we can talk about recovery in a lot of different ways. And as I've mentioned before, recovery comes in many different versions for many different people. It could be something to do with a substance issue. It could be something to do with a behavior. It could be something to do with just the way we're kind of getting out of ourselves and growing to have a more well-rounded or happier life. So, anyway, in fact, speaking of which, there's a couple of different programs that I wanted to introduce all of you to. Many of you know that on Vashon we have a number of 12-step meetings available, and when I first started working over here at Vashon Youth and Family Services as the substance use professional and clinical supervisor in that capacity, we had, I believe, about 3 12-step meetings per week available at various churches here on the island. And now, believe it or not, there's over, I would say we're getting up to a dozen a week of a variety of different types of meetings, not just all 12-step meetings, but something different for different people and for different forms of recovery. Could be drugs, could be alcohol, could be adult children of alcoholics, it could be support people of people that either need recovery or that are in recovery, maybe about some of our own codependency issues, if you will. But in addition to the live meetings, some of the things that COVID actually brought to us as gifts, if I can put it that way, were opportunities for us to do Zoom groups. And Zoom groups have taken on a whole life of their own. And I want to share with you a couple of opportunities for different types of recovery, which address a whole lot of different issues. And one that you may not have heard of before is called lifering.org. It's just the way it sounds, lifering, lifering.org. And it's a very user-friendly app that you can sign on to anytime and find meetings around the clock addressing a number of different issues. And the way it is different from 12-step meetings is that there's an actual therapist present to kind of keep the group on track. And you might find people from all over the world, even though the groups are fairly small. It's kind of interesting just to sometimes come on and just be a fly on the wall and just see what other people are talking about and addressing different issues. So that's one of them, lifering.org. And another thing that stemmed from, you know, when a person gets into early recovery, you hear a lot about, oh, a lot of things have to change in their lives, including their playmates, their playgrounds, and their playthings. And you can imagine what that may involve, but it also involves basically dealing with changing your values. But then a lot of people early in recovery say, yeah, but what can I do about activities and working on my physical energy and this and that? Well, an organization started in the Seattle area that's called recoverybeyond.com. And what they deal with is outdoor activities that anyone that's in recovery is certainly welcome to. It's a non-profit organization, and there's no cost to join. And in fact, they just got done, they have recovery events every month. And it could be anything from mountain climbing to just walks, maybe a walk around Green Lake. And there's a couple of coming up that are going to be in Tacoma. And one is going to be Tacos in Tacoma, which means free tacos for everybody that's involved with recoverybeyond.com. And like I said, it's free to sign up. So just go onto the website and complete some of the things, and they will notify you when there's events coming up. In fact, we're working on right now of getting an event to be on Vashon. We're still working on the early stages of that, but that'll be exciting. So anyway, I hope you can take advantage of either one or both of these things, lifering.org or recoverybeyond.com. And it's all about, if you're going to be in recovery, why not have fun? That's kind of what it's all about, having a better, more well-rounded life. And as I mentioned, once in a while, we have guests on the show. And today I am honored to have a friend of mine on that I worked with in another capacity several years ago. And would you join me in welcoming local resident Ann Palmer?
Hi there.
Glad you're with us today, Ann. And Ann is pretty much of a lifelong resident of Vashon. But Ann can fill you in with the rest about, well, you've been here a number of years. Do you want to kind of fill us in about how it all began and
sure.
The journey you've been on, Ann?
Yeah. I was born in the Seattle area in 1950 and lived on the east side until I got out of high school. I went to the University of Washington, and from there I moved to New York for a decade. I went for a short stint to Key West and then found myself back in the Seattle area in 1980. I lived on Queen Anne Hill for a couple of years, and then in 1983 I met my now husband. And we decided to look for a place around Seattle that would be a good spot to raise kids that wasn't in the city so much as nearby. And we ended up on Vashon Island in 1984, and we've been here ever since.
1984.
Yeah.
So let me ask you a question. Manhattan is always a place that I've kind of dreamed about living the life, and I've only had the opportunity to visit Manhattan twice, but just the pace. And one thing about New Yorkers, they're really proud of New York.
They love New York.
They love New York, and they're not afraid to tell you as much about it as they can, and where to go and what to do and what to see. Anytime I've been there, if I stop somebody on the street and ask directions, I usually have to ask about three different people, because I'll get three different stories, because everybody wants to add something to it. What was your experience in Manhattan?
It was a great place to be in my 20s.
Ah, perfect. Perfect.
That was the time to be there. I worked for the federal government, and I loved it. The energy was infectious, 24/7. Dangerous, yes, but you learned to walk down the street with a key between your fingers and be a pain, watch out for things on the street. And it was just a very exciting place to be in the 70s. And then when I got to be 30, I thought, okay, well, that's enough of that.
You know, as I think back, if I was to ever be able to live in Manhattan, that is the era that I would choose.
Yeah.
I would love to have been there in the 70s when there was a certain element of sleaze, but a certain element of grandeur.
Oh, yeah.
And this is back when Studio 54, things like that were alive and well.
Yep.
Or I should say maybe alive and sick, but that was part of the attraction at the time.
Saturday Night Live was a thing every Saturday, too. It was a cultural event. There were a lot of cultural events in the 70s, and there was a lot of discord and political upheaval, class warfare, racism.
Mm-hmm.
It was a powerful time, not unlike the one we live in now.
Well, you know, back then is when a lot of the healing began, too, because a lot of people stood up and said, no more. And that was really the organic beginning of a lot of major changes.
Absolutely.
I mean, look what it did for the GLBTQ community. Look what it did. Well, a lot of things and a lot of politics, too. So you went from there and then Key West. I would love to have lived in Key West, Florida as well.
It's a pretty, it's a great, great place. Very open-minded. Lots of different kinds of people. Very accepting of all kinds of people. Too many cruise ships these days, but, you know, for
that's
people who love to cruise.
That's what I hear. And first, for what's typically a small community, such as Key West, I can understand where they're coming from, because tourists can really put a damper on a lot of things.
Yeah, they overwhelm a community.
Yeah, I can identify with that. But when you get people like Ernest Hemingway making that his home for several years.
Yeah, he liked to fish. Lots of people down there like to fish.
And a lot of people, including the tourists, get to enjoy a lot of fresh seafood.
Yes, they do. And rum.
Huh?
And rum.
And
which,
rum for
which
a lot.
Which they then have to recover from.
Hence the theme of the show.
And there we are.
But also key lime pie.
Key lime pie.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And if I'm not mistaken, Ann, you've got a certain talent for creating art from shells, is that correct?
Oh, yes. I am a shell artist.
Yeah.
I do. I make flowers and mosaics and light fixtures made out of seashells.
Nice.
I picked up far too many of them, and then I had to do something with them.
Speaking of seashells, I was reading something on Facebook, which is kind of like my local news, about all the sand dollars in the area lately. Have you read anything about that?
They're there all the time.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Well, you can tell they don't live here.
They're there all the time. Sometimes they get washed up if there's the right kind of wind, but they're there in beds all around the island, around our island, around a lot of islands.
I'm going to have to talk to you later about the perfect sand dollar spots to go to do some recruiting.
I probably have one on my car dashboard I could give you.
Very nice. Because back in the day when I was a kid, it was like, well, break it open and all these little like doves or something are inside it.
Yep.
You remember that?
Yeah.
Okay. So you had your experiences in Key West, which I'm really envious of. And then you came back to Vashon.
Yeah.
What brought you back?
Children, husband, nice place in the country to raise the kids. Not maybe quite as much input as we would have got in either Key West or Manhattan. And I thought that was probably a good way to raise children.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, and you know, there's something about Vashon, and I've said this many times before, there's a certain healing vortex vibe that's kind of present here. And I see it a lot in working at Vashon Youth and Family Services in the way people go through transformations in their lives, get through certain obstacles in their lives, and also get recovery from certain substances. And I see a lot of healing going on. I see a lot of people living happy lives, and it's all good.
It's a place you can heal from stuff if that's what you want to do.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And if you want to go to Seattle, you can do that. And you, I mean, with only 3 ferry schedules, it's interesting. Each ferry goes to a different county. You got one to Kitsap, one to Pierce, and one to King. So that's pretty cool, too. So, moving right along, let me ask you, when I first met you, I was hired at Vashon Youth and Family Services going on 6 years ago now. And when I was there, weren't you HR person?
I was the operations manager, which meant, yes, HR, and yes, IT, and yes, policies and procedures. And yeah, I was the admin department at BYFS when we were small.
When we were small, yes. And even then, your position required wearing a lot of different hats.
Yeah.
In fact, we have grown quite a bit since then.
Yes, you have.
We need office space. We need a lot of things, but we need office space because we have so many counselors now. And when I say counselors, I mean some really, really dedicated therapists that are truly passionate about their job. If you want a job that pays well, you don't choose to get into behavioral health for the money. You have to have a real passion and a real drive to be there.
Yeah, you have to love people and love serving the community.
That's so true. And especially when you see the results and you see people healing. And I can go into, you know, I mentioned I don't live here. I live in Tacoma. Really? Yes. But I do get to take a cruise three times a week when I come to work and on the ferry. But you know, I see people living productive, happy lives now as a result of them, you know, getting their stuff out in the open with a therapist and working things through. And it does take work. But the benefits are there. You know, we don't have to be trapped by our own, I don't know, bondages.
Yeah.
So
our own limits.
Our own limits and limitations. Yeah, that's so true. So since then, you have now, I was going to say, advanced to the board of directors.
She's retired.
She finally gets some time to take a deep breath and enjoy life. And, you know, not only is a lot of work being on the board of just about any organization, but Vashon Youth and Family Services has so many different services to the community. It's not just counseling. It's Family Place. Vashon Kids.
It's our substance use program.
Yep, substance use program.
It's our outreach to immigrants.
Outreach to immigrants. That's been huge, and I'm honored to feel like I'm a part of that as well.
Yeah, it's family support. It's support in the community. We do social work to help people get to doctor's appointments. We help them find housing. We do everything. And we are part of the Vashon Social Services Network, which is an organization of all of the social service network agencies on the island. And we're there to help people from where they are to where they need to get to. And we do it in concert with each other so that we can serve the whole community.
And I'm really glad you said that, because even if we can't help somebody directly, we certainly can be an advocate and provide them with referrals to the agencies that they need help with, and we're always happy to do that.
Yeah.
And just because we're a Medicaid agency doesn't mean that that's going to limit you from the services that we can provide as well.
Mm-hmm.
As I mentioned, we can refer people out. A lot of people we've helped a lot of people that didn't even know about the food bank.
Right.
Every Wednesday, it doesn't matter what your income is or lack thereof or your housing situation, go up to the food bank any Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And
our OASIS person who is at the food bank on Wednesdays, if you have other needs, they can help you with that too. They can help you find health care. They can help you get services through the county. Whatever you need, there is somebody there on Wednesdays that's ready to help you.
And it doesn't matter if English is not your first language.
No, it doesn't.
So tell us a little bit about, if you would, what being on a board of directors. I mean, it sounds like it's kind of a bougie position to be in, but I'll tell you what, I'm talking to a person right now, Ann Palmer, that is the head, she's the president of the board of directors for Vashon Youth and Family Services, but as busy as that job keeps her, and it's a volunteer position, this lady also brings homemade soup that she makes in her kitchen to us staff members on Wednesdays at Vashon Youth and Family Services. And I got to admit, today, the cream of asparagus soup was incredible. What a great way to, or what a great service.
It's just something I got into after the inauguration. I started to notice that the pressure on our therapists after the election got to be fairly extreme. I heard about the number of crisis calls we were getting from LGBTQ youth, from our young trans people, from Hispanic families, from people who don't have a lot of resources. And I realized that the agency was getting overwhelmed by the need in the community. And I don't have a position right now where I can directly help people who are in crisis. I'm not a therapist. I'm not a lawyer. But I can make soup, and I can bring it to the people who are doing the work on the ground.
Well, you definitely qualify for a credential of the soup queen. Every week it's a different flavor. It could be chili. It could be, you know, chicken rice. It could be anything. But that you, I just want you to know how therapeutic that is for us as staff members.
I appreciate it.
Well, if we're going to promote self-care, we darn well better be practicing it.
Yeah.
I mean, it comes down to healer heal thyself. And I just want to let you to know how much it is appreciated by single member of the staff over there that I'm so lucky to work with.
Yeah. I really love and admire the people that work for the agency. And this is what I can do to help.
You know, I think we've all had jobs in the past where it's like, oh, here comes so-and-so. There's always one or two personalities that you just kind of aren't your favorites to work with.
Mm-hmm.
I have never encountered that at Vashon Youth and Family Services. Everybody, I mean, it truly is a team that not only works well together, but supports each other, and knowing that it can be a stressful job. And it is what it is. Would you just really make Wednesdays that much brighter? You make hump day.
Less of a hump?
Yeah, less of a hump, if you want to put it that way.
I have to say that being on the board, I've had an opportunity to talk to a number of employees. And one of the things that employees at VYFS universally say is that this is the best job they ever had.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the best paying job they ever had. It's not the easiest job they ever had. But they really love the people they work with. They love the community they serve, and they love their jobs. It was a great way to end my career. If I was going to retire, I'm glad it was from a job like that.
Yeah. Yep. And there's a lot of things that we benefit from today that you, as your position of being head of the board of directors, have brought to us. I'm serious. I mean, there's a lot of benefits, and we don't need to bring them all up, but thank you for everything that you've done with that. And the team that I see on the board of directors are all people that are very active people in our community of Vashon in a number of different ways.
Yeah, we love the agency, we love the island, and we're real supportive of the work that we do.
Yeah, and you know what? It's all good. And you know what? I usually, a lot of times in the past, I've closed out my show with the question I think we all need to ask each other at the end of the day is, who have you helped today? It's been my pleasure to have Ann Palmer today. And as my guest on the show on Adventures in Recovery, because I know who she's helped today. She's helped every single resident on Vashon and beyond. So thank you so much for being with us today, and got to have you back again sometime soon.
That'd be great. Thank you, Tom.
And maybe next time you can even bring another board with you, another board member with you, and we can have a conversation. But this has really been a real joy.
Thanks.
So, folks, ask yourself today, who did you help today?
Don't worry. Be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Got no place to lay your head. Somebody came and took your bed. Don't worry, be happy. The landlord say your rent is late. He may have to litigate. Don't worry, be happy. Look at me, I'm happy. Don't worry, be happy. Hey, I give you my phone number. When you worry, call me. I make you happy. Don't worry, be happy. Ain't got no cash, ain't got no style. Ain't got no gal to make you smile, but don't worry, be happy. Cause when you worry, your face will frown, and that will bring everybody down. So don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Now there is this song I wrote. I hope you learned it note for note like good little children. Don't worry, be happy. Listen to what I say. In your life, expect some trouble. But when you worry, you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Be happy now. Don't worry, happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, don't worry, don't do it. Be happy. A smile on your face. Don't bring everybody down like this. Don't worry, it will soon pass, whatever it is. Don't worry, be happy.
Well, once again, it's been a pleasure being with you every Tuesday at 1:30 for Adventures in Recovery, 1:30 to 2 o'clock every Tuesday. And once again, thanks, Ann, for being with us.
Thank you, Tom.
And it's been a pleasure, and we look forward to being with you guys again next week.